Straw man arguments abound. Now we as Christians are used to this. We get straw men all the time. Have you heard this one about how evangelicals or Christians are defending Trump's bad personal behavior? No, we're not. Not. I don't know of any that has. The people who don't really understand Christianity will say that that's what we're doing. But we're not. So, and I wanted to talk about that because it's important for us as Christians to know how to defend against this kind of crap. But if you haven't had a chance to do so, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com. Excuse me. You got a bunch of free videos, free podcasts, updated daily. And I, of course, am Josh Peck. So National Review just put out this, an open letter to Trump's evangelical defenders. Now, what are evangelicals defending first? Are they defending his morality? I don't know of any that are. I haven't heard. Show me a clip where a prominent Christian leader is saying, "Hey, it's okay that Donald Trump had sex with a porn star. That is okay. According to Jesus, that's fine." You're not going to find it because none of us believes that. Now, in the realm of politics, we defend Trump because of his policies. In regards to the country, at least some of them, when he kind of came after the NRA a little while ago, I did not like that. Most Christians, conservatives didn't. But so this starts off on this big moral high ground of what a Christian's true purpose is. It says a Christian's primary purpose is not to defend his own religious liberty. It's not to fight abortion, as vital as that task is. His basic task on this earth isn't protecting Christian education or preserving the freedom of Christian artists. Each of those things is important. Each of those things is necessary, but their defense cannot and must not compromise our true purpose. What is that true purpose? I'm reminded of the Westminster Shorter Catechism. What is the chief end of man? Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. Or I'm reminded of Micah 6:8. He has told you, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. Or let's refer to Christ's famous words. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his own cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? Okay, so he goes on and on with this stuff, basically making the point you can't be a good Christian if you say any kind words about Trump, apparently, because Trump's not walking in righteousness and stuff. Okay, we all get that. And I would say, the chief thing for Christians is to go out, make disciples of the nations, to go out and evangelize the world. Instead of bashing Donald Trump, maybe helping him to become a better Christian or to become a Christian at all if he's not. He's come out and said that he is. So, okay, let's take that at face value. Fine. Instead of looking at all the stuff that he has done or is doing, let's work with it and say, okay, well, here's what the Bible says. Here's where this is wrong. Here's where, you can't do this. If he's a new Christian, some have said that he's like a brand new Christian and he doesn't really understand. Well then, and I don't mean this insultingly, but you sort of treat him like a baby. You can't really expect too much out of a baby. You got to give him time to grow. But you also, if you're gonna lead the charge in bashing him for the stuff that he's not doing, you better take on some of the responsibility for not teaching him anything. Look, you might think, well, I can't. I don't know him. Well, look. I'm doing a video here and talking. He might see it. Who knows? You never know what your outreach is going to have. So if your whole ministry is just busting people down and saying, well, he's not a true Christian because of this or Stormy Daniels that or whatever, and you're not actually providing any solutions or what he could learn from that, then you kind of forfeit your chance of being taken seriously if you're going to stand on your own moral soapbox and bash him for this stuff. I'm not defending any of it. Again, no Christian is. Find me any quote that's not taken out of context, any actual quote or a video clip of a prominent Christian pastor actually saying that the sinful things Donald Trump has done is okay according to Jesus. You're not going to find it because no one believes that. But anyway, so this is the straw man. And we constantly get this, that evangelicals are defending Trump. This whole thing, if you're not familiar with the straw man thing, it's instead of, imagine you're having a battle with somebody, but they don't want to battle you. They want to battle something they can win. So they build a man out of straw and they fight against that. And, you know, they beat that. And then they say that that's them beating you. You think about that. It's a metaphor for a way that people will argue when they know they've already lost the argument. So to say that evangelicals are defending Trump's sin or whatever, that's a straw man argument, because no, we're not. And if that were the case, then yeah, that would be really, really easy to fight against and show how stupid evangelicals are. But that's not what's happening. And it shows the inability or just the lack of interest in opposers to want to actually understand why Trump has such a large evangelical base. They don't want to understand it. They'd rather make up this stuff and fight against that. So it's lazy. But anyway, so continuing on, he grandstands for a while. Taken together, these words indicate that our life on this earth should glorify God, demonstrate profound virtue, and count even our lives forfeit in the pursuit of eternal truth. We are told, promised even, that in living this life, we should not expect the world's scorn. That we should expect the world scorn. We are told, promised even, that we will suffer trials of many kinds, and those trials could include brutal persecution. We are not told, however, to compromise our moral convictions for the sake of earthly relief, no matter how dire the crisis. Okay, for one thing, I don't know of any Christian that even cares if Donald Trump is a Christian or not. It matters on his policies. We don't elect pastors. You know, so there's a common thing that's been going around. We didn't elect a pastor in chief. You know, we elected a commander in chief. That's right. That's what we did. You know, so we're not compromising our moral. What's the other option? Don't vote. In which case, if evangelicals didn't vote, Hillary would be in office now, or vote for Hillary, or vote for some third party person that has no chance of winning, which. In that case, Hillary wins. You know, think of it this way. It's the lesser of two evils. All right. At least with Trump, you get somebody who, well, it's not Hillary. It's not, was anybody surprised that he slept with a porn star or whatever? He was a billionaire playboy. That's kind of what they do, right? No one was surprised by that, but that's not why we voted for him. That's not at all the reason. And if you're not going to take the time to understand the reasons why we voted for him, then there's no point in writing stuff like this, because it's a straw man. So we're not told that the ends of good policies justify silence in the face of sin. Who is being silent? I'm not being silent. Who's being silent about his sin? Most of the times when Christians talk about Trump, they're talking about his policies. They're not talking about his moral character or if he's a good Christian or not. That's what people want to put on us. And that's what people, you know, usually from the left, but that or atheists or whatever, they want to push us into this box of saying that we're going against our own values if we support this president. No, we don't. It has nothing to do with it. And that actually shows an extreme misunderstanding of what Christianity is all about. It just has nothing to do with it. We had a political decision to make on who is best going to lead the country, and we basically had two choices, and Donald Trump was the best choice. He was the best guy for the job, so we elected him in. Great. We do that every year, or every 4 years, excuse me. So then, you know, this guy goes on to saying, you know, oh, whoa. Okay. So he quotes the Bible here. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness and bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Again, who is doing that? Nobody is calling his sins good. No Christian is saying that it was good that he did all these terrible things. He did a lot of bad stuff. Yeah, he made a lot of bad moral decisions throughout his life. But I looked at his policies. You know, I looked at the stuff that he does stand for, not the sins he committed in the past. What stuff does he stand for? And that's why he's just the better choice. So he goes on and on about, like, you know, oh, he did all this bad stuff, and there's Christians and that won't dare utter a negative word about the president, and they'll vigorously turn the tables on his critics, noting the specks in critics' eyes while ignoring the Sequoia-sized beam in their own. And, well, they do have a point with that, by the way. Who among us is sinless? And should that mean that we can't change and we can't get better? And then some would say, well, he's not changing. He's not getting better. Okay, well, then let's take the time to teach him. You know, instead of bashing him and instead of bullying him and just, you know, well, he's a bully. So what? Be better. You know, if you're already convinced that you're so much better than him, then live that out. Don't be a bully, and let's teach him how to be a good Christian. You know, he's it's not too late for him to learn that. And I'm not necessarily speaking of you individual Christians out there, because obviously you and me, we have no real connection to him. But even just by doing videos like this, you can teach people who then in turn might be able to teach him. You know, I mean that. You never know how far your outreach can actually go. I mean, Prince had a copy of Steve Quayle's book in his belongings that they found after he died. Robert Downey Jr. mentioned Chuck Missler, said he loves Chuck Missler on The Daily Show back when Jon Stewart was on, and it was sort of watchable. But you never know what kind of outreach you might have. You could teach somebody the right way to handle things, who then teaches somebody, who then teaches somebody, so on and so forth, all the way up to the president. So you never know. So let's take our time, instead of bashing all this stuff that really doesn't have anything to do with his politics, instead of bashing all that, let's focus on, okay, let's teach him. Let's teach him why, you know, out of love, why that was wrong, why that's bad. You know, he probably already knows anyway, but if he doesn't, why and what, how it would have been better had it been handled in a different way. So that's all I'm saying. So I don't want to read this whole article, because you can go to my Facebook and find it if you want. But it's just a lot of grandstanding, and it's a lot of moral superiority, and it's a lot of stuff that you'd expect from somebody who doesn't like Trump, and they apparently don't like evangelicals, and they don't want to learn why we think things that we think. They would just rather think we're all stupid. And that in itself is stupid. So, but yeah, I wanted to talk about that, and I wanted to encourage you guys and give you guys hope that, you know, everything you do online, when you put stuff out there, you can actually shape and change lives. You can lead somebody to Christ, and that person might be president someday. You yourself might be, you know. So you never know. It's always good to learn the truth and teach the truth in all areas. So all that being said, I love you guys, and I have a blast doing these videos. I like doing these for you, and I love the community that we're building here. And the central hub for all this, by the way, if you're brand new, joshpeckdisclosure.com. You go there, you get free videos every single day, podcasts, episodes, all free. And the reason it's able to stay free is because loving, nice, kind, generous people like you have donated money, and that does help out a lot. Or you've donated your time by sharing videos. That helps out a lot too, or upvoting me on Steam it, or, you know, anything like that. But yeah, the donations are incredibly helpful, and we're getting some stuff done. Like I've said before, we're getting a couple new cameras. Hopefully in a week or two, we'll have those set up, and next we'll work on the audio. And after that, we'll work on getting a set going. And this is going to be a lot of fun. I love taking this journey with you, and you know, I'm not, I put my own money into this too, so you're not alone. I'm with you, and I appreciate everybody who has donated. You can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate, and you can do a one-time deal, or if you want to set up a monthly profile, that's fine. It's really easy to do. You don't have to have PayPal. You can do credit card, whatever you have. Actually, even if you want to send a check or a money order, you can do that. I have a P.O. box set up. There's even been people who have put cash in a card. That's fine, I guess. There's ways you can do that. Now, I'm not 501c3, and I don't plan on being that anytime soon. So your donations are not tax deductible, which a lot of people have actually found relief from, because it's, well, you know, I'm not donating money because I want the government to give me my money back. You know, I'm donating money because I believe in the cause, and I want to be generous and stuff. So it's not 501c3. You can, if you can't really afford, if you can only afford like even a dollar a month, you can go to patreon.com/Josh Peck. And for as little as a dollar a month, you become a Peck patron. And what that means is you get entered into contests. You got some pretty cool prizes there. Also, for a little bit more, $3 a month, you start getting into rewards categories where you can actually get free copies of my books and things like that. So go check that out. But again, the central hub for all of it is joshpeckdisclosure.com. Okay. All that being said, I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, love y'all. Take care and God bless.
Hey, everybody. I have decided to start a Patreon site, and I'm very excited about it because this offers you at least one more avenue that can get us away from the YouTube and AdSense and all that ridiculousness that struggles so hard to shut down Christian conservative speakers such as myself. So if you want to help out, please consider becoming one of my patrons. That would be great. Now, it's only because of all of you guys that I've been able to continue doing this all these years. But those of you who are brand new, I cover things from a Christian conservative perspective, as I said before, but we also deal with some fringe topics, such as aliens, UFOs, ghosts, paranormal things. We deal with some things from the political realm, such as Second Amendment and First Amendment rights, things like that. But most importantly, we deal with the gospel of Jesus Christ, how best to present this information to friends who might not be believers. How do we talk to one another about these things? Well, we deal with all that, and I always take questions, I always take feedback, I always take advice, especially from my supporters. So if you haven't had a chance, go to my Patreon site, which is patreon.com/Josh Peck, very easy to remember, and consider becoming a patron for as little as $1 a month. That is nothing. And it would greatly help me out. It'll help you out. And as I always say, when we come together as a community, we can build something amazing together. So let's do that. Thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless.